Let me now show you a second drawing that I did. This is our second type of capillary. This is a fenestrated capillary. You can see the major difference between this one and the first one is that the second one has little holes, or we call them fenestrations. Fenestrations. So this is a fenestrated capillary. And these pores, I'm going to just label them, you can also call them pores or holes. These pores are all over the capillary, right? So we still have, just as before, four cells, four nuclei, and one little red blood cell poking his way through. And you still have the intercellular cleft. So just to show you where it is on this one, it's right there, where the two cells really don't meet up so nicely. There's a little gap there. And as before, there's going to be a basement membrane. So let me just kind of sketch out the basement membrane all the way around. And on this cross section, you can see now how I've tried to draw it as best I can to show you the pores, but you have to kind of now get a little creative and see where that intercellular cleft is versus where the pores are. So whenever you're looking in cross section, it's a little tricky because you have to almost imagine it in three dimensions. Now, the one thing that does help us is the fact that on the inside of these endothelial cells, there's, I'm going to draw in blue, a little layer of almost like a slime. And this slime layer is called glycocalyx. Glycocalyx. And what glycocalyx is basically sugars that are attached to proteins. And this kind of sugary protein mix is all over the inside layer of these endothelial cells. And so what it does is it actually gets across these pores. So even though there's a pore there, you might get a little bit of glycocalyx spanning the pore, and it'll come across and it'll look like that. The one place where you won't see it is in the intercellular cleft, because that's actually a real spot between cells. So if you have an intercellular cleft like you do here, let me just draw the arrow down here, right there, you won't see any glycocalyx there. So we call that little bit of glycocalyx that's bridging the pore, we call that the diaphragm. So these cells, or these fenestrated capillaries, actually have diaphragms over their pores. But I'm going to put a little star next to that, because sometimes you can find fenestrated capillaries that do not have this glycocalyx that's covering the inside, and they therefore do not have diaphragms. So this is something that is generally true, but not always true.